Now, Michael, listener Zhao has sent in this question for you.
How many photons do we need to perceive an image or an object? And how much is the upper limit of photons needed to perceive an object?
So what's a photon? Why do we need a photon to see anything anyway?
So a photon is, we call it a particle of light, because in quantum physics, light is just not just a wave. It's also kind of can be divisible into these particular chunks of energy. And we call each one of those for light a photon. You can't kind of have half a photon, but what you can have is photons of different frequency. So for different types of light, they'll have a different frequency and different amount of energy per photon. And the cells in our retina are good at basically detecting particular types of photon, those in visible light. I'm not so sure about what you need in order to get a coherent image, but in experiments, it's kind of really hard to measure exactly how many photons are, because like they're reacting with your eyes and therefore not going to react with set off whatever detector that we're using, because
so obviously if you were to detect the photon, you couldn't by definition then expose your eye to it.
Yes.
You've got to sort of try and work out some way of saying, well, you know roughly how many photons must be arriving in the eye to trigger a response in the retina.
Yeah, precisely. But we think that when you're getting down to the order of like single digit numbers of photons, you can just about detect like one or a few photons. It's kind of a bit ambiguous there, but you don't recognizably see anything. It's just like, I think there was something there, maybe. But kind of tens of photons, you pretty much, you can. And hundreds of photons, yeah, definitely.
What is the retina doing in order to enable you to detect these packets of energy, the photons arriving on the retina?
So when you get the photon arriving, you're basically transferring the energy from that photon to an electron in the retina, and that creates a signal that can then be interpreted by your brain as having seen some light. But the thing is, it's not all photons that can do this. Some of them don't have enough energy in order to actually bump that up. Because we're getting into chemistry here, you actually get some energies which the electron can't jump up. So this is how you have your red, green and blue cones in your retina, which each respond to a different, effectively, sized photon, different amount of energy in the photon. So some of them will just go straight past. Some of them, like ultraviolet light, you won't detect as light. You won't get the right sort of signal, but they can cause the electron to jump up a lot of energy, and that will actually start causing damage in your eye, because you've now got a loose electron wandering about, which can start doing damage to the cells in your eye. And on the other end, you have things like microwaves and radio waves, where the photons have lower energy and they just go straight through without interacting with it. There are lots and lots of photons going through your eye that you just never notice. So it's kind of hard to say what's the maximum number. It depends on the type of photon. UV ones will be causing damage. Radio waves will just be going straight through.
I see what you mean, Michael. Thank you very much.